Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another great weekend. There's so many events going on, and I want you to be a part of them. And, of course, we always give back here on The Kim Pagano Show. We love to share. We always love to start with something. And, of course, we're talking about the brighter side of life. And, of course, I'd like to start with something uplifting. First, I do want to say we've got Jennifer Caldwell, Director of Marketing with Food Share of Ventura, in the studio. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Kim? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We see each other at every event.
Every event.
And I'm like, okay, I need to get to know her. I need to I click and it's like, okay, I want to know more about you. So I'm so excited to have you sharing the show with
me. Likewise. Thank you.
Yeah. And of course, we're going to be talking about your event coming up, Blue Jean Ball, September 20th. Mark that on your calendars.
Yes.
We're going to find out a little bit more about what Food Share and all the changes, but this is a great event. I had so much fun last time.
Oh, I'm
and
glad.
What a great venue.
I wanted to get remarried.
I mean, probably too.
To the same man,
okay.
But
he's a good guy.
Definitely,
yeah.
At that venue.
No, it was a blast. And it's so fun. I love when those are like win-win, you
yes.
know? So anyways, I'm really excited. Of course, I want to start with something uplifting. And of course, old ways won't open new doors. So sometimes we need to have a fresh look and a new start. And so many of us, we always think, I want something new. I want to change. I want to do things a little bit different. But if we keep doing and walking down the same road, we're never going to get there.
Isn't that the definition of insanity, is doing the same thing and expecting a different result?
I love that.
Yes.
I love that. Okay. So anyways, that's kind of our positive thought. Again, I want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008. We'd love to have all of our phone calls. And when you call in, leave us your name, your number, and your email. One of the team members will get back with you. And also, we've got lots of stuff that we're giving away. Our first guest is Matthew Johnston, and he is the Vice President of Camarillo Wings Association. And, of course, we're talking about Wings Over Camarillo, the air show, car show, festival. It's all happening August 18th and 19th. And let me tell you, I've been doing this one for a long time, and it just gets bigger and better. And they've got a whole new look at it and a look to it. And so we're going to find out a little bit more about that. And then we're going to jump back and talk with Jennifer. And then I've got Sharon Lynn Wyeth in, and she is going to be talking about, it's their gift. I love when people have gifts. And she calls it a nameology. But it's to know what the person and the science behind their name means.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
So, yeah. So, you know, and I can't wait to ask her, because I want to know. So my mom named me that, but how does that science go with me?
Sure.
So anyways, I'm excited to have her. Anyways, again, our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Yes, we do have some good ones. Win with Kim, Midsummer Wine Festival, Thousand Oaks Rotary Club putting on this big show. The 17th annual Midsummer Eve Wine Festival is happening Saturday, August 11th from 4 to 7:30. Hyatt Regency in Westlake. You have tickets for that. Fabulous. Wings Over Camarillo. We'll chat with them in just a moment. They have added Hangar 24 craft beer. You will now be able to take your beer anywhere in the fenced area of the event and hang out in our beer gardens.
I love it.
That makes it better than ever. Saturday and Sunday, the 18th and 19th. Gates at 9. And we do have tickets to give away. The third annual Oxnard Jazz Festival is September 8th in Oxnard at the Beach Park. Lots of great bands playing there. A little bit of jazz for you. And we also have rhythm and blues and a little bit of soul thrown in too. And then we have the third annual Blue Jean Ball.
There you go.
That is the party. I went to it last year, and it was fantastic.
Really,
and
yeah.
Like you said,
Jennifer did a great job.
Thank you.
I had never been there before.
Yeah.
And those grounds are something that's here. No clue.
Yeah. And they're kind of a hidden secret.
I know. Definitely. So, yeah. But anyways.
It's a beauty, so we got tickets for that.
There you go. All right. Well, I want to introduce our first guest, Matthew Johnston. Are you there?
I am. Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for being here. Tell us about, oh, my God, Wings Over Camarillo have a whole new look, and I'm really excited to share that with everyone.
Absolutely. This year's show is going to be pretty incredible. I appreciate, like you said, every year it just gets better. And, you know, we've got aircraft, we've got automobiles, we've got entertainment. We're going to have the Spasmatics Saturday night, so we'll have a concert after the air show. We've got all kinds of things in the air flying, from old aircraft, warbirds, to some fun experimental aircraft and aerobatic performers. So we're really excited about it, Kim. I think it's going to be a great family event for people to come out and enjoy the weekend.
I have to agree with you. When you say family, that's what I love about it. It's family. And I have to tell you, I'm kind of blown away by all the women that are up there flying. And, you know, I'm telling you, what's the names of them? Because I've had them on their show last year. Is it the all the women?
Yeah, we've got the local favorite, Judy Phelps.
Judy Phelps, always,
she
yeah.
She does some aerobatics, and she's right here out of Santa Paula, so we're really, really proud of her. And another show favorite, Vicky Benzing. She'll be performing, and both of them are just fun to watch, and they're amazing women.
I love it. And you know what I love is, one, they're all, I mean, just as women, they're out there living their dream. And a lot of them that I've talked to have had these dreams for a really long time, and they made it happen, and they're out there. I mean, that's scary up there looking at what they're doing, and they're just, it's like their pose. They're just, you know, up there, their signature.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the skills that it takes to do some of the things when you come to the show and you watch all the different performances and the formation flying and the things that take place in the air, it's amazing what it takes skill-wise for them to do these things, and they're pretty neat people. So they'll be down on the ground signing autographs after their performances, and there's going to be tons to do on the ground and look at as well. So we've got all kinds of static things for people to look at, get kids interested and seeing equipment from, like I said, automobiles to aircraft, and I think we've got a big tractor from some engineering company that's going to be there this year as well.
I have a hard time flying commercially, so I couldn't imagine these ladies up in the air doing all of these acrobat, you know, flips and turns and dips and dives, and oh my goodness. So my hat's off to them, and it's a sight to see, that's for sure.
It really is. And now let's talk about, so you've got vendors. When we walk in, obviously there's all the crafts that you get to walk through, kind of like just such an amazing museum, and lots of things that we could take family pictures at, correct?
Absolutely. So we've got a lot of planes on static display. It's like a flying museum. There's not too many museums in the country where they actually fly them into the location. So they're real, and they're working, and you can go up and touch and feel them. And you know, owners of private planes, and the CAF, the Commemorative Air Force, is something we have here locally that they're open, you know, during the week to go look at as well. But they really bring it all out for the air show, and everything's on display for people to get up close to.
I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking about Wings Over Camarillo. And, of course, they're proud this year to add a hangar, 24 craft beer. Talk to us a little bit about that, Matthew.
Yeah, this year's going to be a little special. We're going to be serving alcoholic beverages throughout the show, and Hangar 24 is one of our sponsoring beverages. So they're going to be serving their orange wheat and their Aventura Mexican lager. We'll also have the staple Coors Light and things on the show for people to get their beverage and enjoy the show as they walk around and look at all the neat things, the vendors we have, and and all the attractions.
Too much fun. I love that you guys have kind of changed the look a little bit. And not only that, you know, you're kind of, you walk in there and you see this amazing air show, but now you've got all this stuff on the ground too. And then a party. And then, you know, and of course the concert. Talk to us about the concert.
Yeah, you're right, Kim. There's something for everybody. You can come in and shop. There's all kinds of vendors. But the concert in the evening, I mean, we're all looking forward to. All of us that plan the event throughout the year, that's going to be the first year that we actually have a concert Saturday evening. We've hired the Spasmatics, so they're going to come. They're kind of a local favorite.
They're always great. Exactly.
Absolutely. So they're going to be playing starting at 5 in the evening. So gates are open, and it's only $20 to get in and enjoy the Spasmatics and have some fun dancing into the evening, and that should be a really good time.
So Matthew, as you get in on one ticket, does that ticket, or do you have to buy another ticket for the concert?
It is absolutely amazing that one ticket can get you in from 9 a.m. all the way through the concert.
Wow,
so
that's
a $20
great deal.
General gate ticket can get you in, but if you want something a little bit more comfortable, we have box seats for $40. We
nice.
Have stage seats for $70. VIP parking. You can all go to our website and check that out for all those options.
I love it. And now, what is the theme of this year's Wings Over Camarillo?
Yeah, so we're honoring all of our firefighters, and as you know, Kim, you know, our Ventura County, mm-hmm. we experienced a lot last year. And a lot of people, you know, had lost, and we've had a lot of devastation around. But I'll tell you, we're just thankful of all of our fire crews and all of the support that kind of was here in our community, protecting us and doing all they could to battle the fires and provide us the emergency services for all the different agencies that were involved. So this year we're honoring that, and our Grand Marshal will be the fire chief, and we're going to have fire engines and things at the show to show them the respect of how much our community really appreciated all their efforts.
We sure did, I tell you. And gosh, you know, you keep hearing about these fires, and without our crew and all of our families and just, I mean, putting it all together. In fact, Jennifer, you know, I mean, it takes a village. And I always say many hands make little work. And so I love that you're doing that. Now, you also donate a lot of stuff to the Boy Scouts and all that stuff, too, do you?
Oh, we donate to all of the proceeds. The Wings Over Camarillo is a nonprofit organization, so all of our proceeds go back into the community, and we give to organizations that not only are part of helping the air show go off, but other organizations that are in need, and you know, those that can promote youth getting in aviation or other supporting things in the community. All the proceeds go right back to help those organizations.
Very, very cool. Well, I do want to invite all of our listeners, and of course, we're talking about Wings Over Camarillo, and of course, it's got a whole new look. Gates open at 9 o'clock, and we're talking about Saturday and Sunday, August 18th and 19th, correct? And then all the air demonstrations start at noon, and then Saturday night concert, 5 to 7 with the Spasmatics. What a great weekend. I mean, and if you're into, I have so many of my clients that I love that are into flying, and this is just an opportunity to kind of just share in all the fun. And what I love about all of these events that we're so involved in is it's a win-win. It's a win-win. You go have fun, you pay, and you have, you know, and you're doing a good deed. So if you're thinking about trying to, like, okay, what could I do? Go to these events, right? I mean, if you go to these events, you're doing your share.
Absolutely. You're doing more than your share, and you're getting a good return for sure, because if you've never been to an air show, come on out and check this. It's one of the best in the state, and I go to a lot of air shows, and it's pretty special what we've got right here in our backyard. So
I love it.
Get out, check it out.
And I think the best part is, like that you said, it's family friendly, so our kids can go there. What are you going to have for the kids besides obviously all these amazing air shows and all the great stuff that you've got going on?
Yeah, you know, one of the neat things this year, Rock City Studios is going to be managing our entertainment stage. So throughout the day, they're going to have opportunities for kids to do things with instruments and drum lines, and there'll be things going on there. We've got even local kids that they're going to have that they have in bands playing. So there'll be kids' bands up on stage for other kids to maybe get inspired by music and the entertainment that's taking place there. We've got a kids zone where there's, you know, jump toys and different things the kids can engage with. And of course, you've got what's happening in the sky that always draws all the kids' attention, and wonderful neat things to look at, including the car show. And
oh yeah, we didn't even talk about the car show. That's right, that's another new thing. And now is that going to be all day long?
Yeah, the car show will be there. We've got several cars. I think we've got just under 100 cars that generally show up, and there's a car parade that happens in front of the show line, and there's some really, really neat cars that these owners bring out.
Something for everyone. And of course, we're talking about the Wings Over Camarillo Air Show, Car Show, Festival. And gosh, if you, we have tickets. We are so excited to give away some tickets here on the Kim Pagano Show. And I'm going to give out our phone number right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email. But if you don't win them here, go visit their website at wingsovercamarillo.com, and you can get tickets there. And you can get all the information of all the times and, you know, when to show up and when to be there. So, Matthew, I thank you so much for being a guest here and for all your hard work.
Thank you very much. You're doing some great work, and we appreciate you on the air and supporting Wings Over Camarillo. And we hope to see you at the show, too.
Absolutely. I will be there. So thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Jennifer Caldwell, and Director of Marketing with Food Share of Ventura. We're going to find out about her event. And mark your calendars. That's September 20th. And, of course, Blue Jean Ball. I want to find out why it's Blue Jean, because I like wearing my jeans.
You gotta wear those
jeans.
So
I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyways, again, that is September 20th, 5 to 9. We've got a pair of tickets that we're going to give away. That's happening in Moore Park. And so we've got the event. We want to get it on your calendar. And again, so call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Blue jeans. Just look good in blue jeans. Blue jeans, you got a camouflage face in the honey.
Kim Pagano Show would like to invite you to the 38th annual Wings Over Camarillo at the Camarillo Airport. Way more than just an air show, it's also a car show and festival, all presented by California Aeronautical University. With thrilling aerial performances, classic cars, food trucks and craft beer, and live entertainment all day, including a Saturday night concert by the Spasmatics. Wings Over Camarillo is an event not to be missed. The event will also include an enhanced STEM pavilion with a robotics competition and kids zone. New air show acts include the Vampire Jet, the world's first single-engine fighter jet, fan favorites Vicky Benzing and John Culver, and local favorites Judy Phelps, Tim Just, and Sammy Mason will return to this year's air show lineup. To honor those who helped keep us safe this last year, the theme for 2018 is a special tribute to firefighters. You don't want to miss this exciting event. Wings Over Camarillo is Saturday, August 18th, and Sunday, August 19th. For more information, visit wingsovercamarillo.com. That's wingsovercamarillo.com.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.weretoprint.com. That's www.weretoprint.com, or call 866-612-3355. 1-800-359-4359 and mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
The Thousand Oaks Rotary Club presents the 17th Annual Midsummer Eve Wine Festival on Saturday, August 11th from 4 to 7:30 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency in Westlake Village. You'll get to sample acclaimed California wines, microbrews, and hors d'oeuvres while pursuing fabulous silent auction items, all while helping benefit Special Olympics and the Thousand Oaks Rotary Foundation. For tickets and info, go to midsummerwinefestival.com.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I want to make sure you're following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those great places. We have lots of contests to win lots of stuff, and we want to get you all out there. I just want to give a little shout out to Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. I'm telling you, these guys are making a big difference, and I just went to the kickoff for Ventura. I am their media sponsor on both events, and you know, I love it. I love when we are doing something to make a difference, and that's what it's all about. So again, I want to put this on your calendar. October 6th, Harbor Cove Beach is their walk, and then in Thousand Oaks is October 27th. They flipped it this year, and also joining them is Avon. So really good stuff. We're going to be talking a little bit more about it, but I'd love to see all my listeners out there supporting these great causes. All right, Jennifer, what a pleasure to have you in our studio.
I'm having so much fun with you. This is great.
Thank you. Thank you. I know. It's funny. It's like a whole different look.
It
is. So, but anyways, let's talk a little bit about who you are, because I love to do that. And, of course, you've got a great cause and, you know, fighting hunger in Ventura County, especially after the fires, after, you know, the floods, just stuff like that. I mean, and it's kind of changed its look a little bit.
Yeah.
And Monica's killing it, and
she
so are
is.
You,
Thank
you
you
know. And so I just want to kind of find out how my listeners could know more about it and kind of what you do, and kind of just kind of clue us in a little bit.
Yeah, well, Food Share is the food bank of Ventura County. So we feed about 75,000 people on a monthly basis.
That just doesn't seem possible.
Isn't that insane? And it's kind of a weird thing to think about, especially living in Ventura County, where it is a very affluent, in general, community,
right?
Especially with the cost of living and all of that. But then when you think of the 75,000 people of our almost 900,000 population, it's just how did that come to be? Why is that? You know, what is it? And a lot of people, 38% of those 75,000 people only visit one of our pantries one time a year.
No way. That's huge. That's huge.
They just had a medical bill or their car broke down and they had to put some funds towards that.
I call it life happens.
Yes.
Right? Life happens.
Life happens.
And so because you go to these food banks, that doesn't lessen who you are in any way. I really want to stress that, because, you know, so many times you think like you're on track, everything's going okay, and then, you know, somebody gets sick or a parent or a job or life happens, or like a disaster.
Yes.
That's what, you know, that's what we're dealing with.
I would be one of those people. If unfortunately I lost my job or my husband lost his job, we don't have much reserve because we're paying a lot to live here and give a great life for our daughter. So we would be one of those people that, well, maybe we could last 2 months, but then what? I would go to a pantry. I would do whatever it took to make sure my family got nutritional food.
Absolutely. Now, how did you get involved with Food Share? I always love to kind of find the journey?
It kind of just happened by happenstance. I was out to dinner with some friends, and my friend's dad works at Food Share and has for the past 12 years. And he kind of just casually said, oh, there's a job opening. I'm like, okay, well, great, but what is it? And it happened to be the events manager for Food Share. And I had done some event planning before. So I had known a couple employees of Food Share. So when I applied, they gave me a call, came in for interviews. And a couple weeks later, they offered me the job. And it was just, it was great timing. It was perfect timing, what I needed in my life. And I knew about the organization. And I knew it did great work. But then just a few months in, I did some pantry visits. I went out and I saw what it looked like. And it was just, it definitely changed my perspective. And it made me work that much harder to make sure, you know, fundraising, getting those funds in so we can continue our work. And it's been very rewarding.
And you know what? You do a great job.
Thank you.
You really do. I was at your event for this last year, and you just, hats off to you.
Thank you.
You know, these things aren't easy to do. At the last minute, you know, people want to donate, and maybe you get left, you know, kind of going, oh, gosh, we got to get another person out there. And that's it. It takes a village, yeah. You know. And also, it takes people that want to make a difference.
And they just need to know where their heart is. If your heart is with children, find an organization that does great work with children. If your heart is with cancer, American Cancer Society, Making Strides for Breast Cancer, all the amazing work that so many nonprofits do in this community, find where your heart is and go there. Learn more about the organization. Put your time, talent, and treasure with them.
I love it. Yeah. You couldn't have said it better. There you go. Let's talk about this 40th anniversary, first of all.
Can you believe it?
Wow. And of course, so you go in there. Okay, first of all, where is the food bank?
So the food bank is in Oxnard. That's where we're located. And kind of picture us like a Costco. So we are in charge of purchasing the food. We're in charge of when the food comes into us that is getting donated from schools or food, any other food drive. We get in, we sort it, we make sure it's good. And then we put it out on the line. And then the agencies, over 190 agencies all throughout Ventura County, they come and shop and bring it back to their pantry and distribute it from there. So we're not a direct distributor.
So you are like a Costco.
We really are.
Yeah. And then, or like a business Costco, right? Yeah. So then you take it out and you distribute it. And so then so if they're not coming, they're obviously not coming directly to you. But where are all those food banks?
All throughout Ventura County. We serve as far as Ventura, Santa Paula, Fillmore, Piru, all the way out to Thousand Oaks, Westlake, Simi Valley, sometimes even down into Malibu if we need to. We have a great relationship with our partners to the south, the Los Angeles Food Bank, as well as our partners to the north, Santa Barbara Food Bank, who we had to help out when the mudslides came and blocked the 101 freeway. They couldn't reach Carpinteria. So we were there for a couple weeks delivering food to Carpinteria because we know, worst case scenario, if that were to happen again, they would have done the same for us and vice versa. So
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Wow. So, I mean, that's what I wanted people to really know, the ins and the outs of what, you know, people always say, okay, I don't need that. But because you don't, there could be a day that you never know, or your children. I mean, I've got, you know, grown children now and who are making their families, yep. And you never know. So don't ever discount anything that you don't know about until you can kind of figure out the ins and outs of it.
You never know who you're living next to and what their situation is and if they might need help. So never be afraid to ask. Never be afraid to offer help. Foodshare.com gives a list of all of our pantries all throughout Ventura County of the days and times that they're open that you can go visit food. All they ask is for your name and how many in your household. That's all they want to know.
Really?
That's it. We don't need to know any other information.
And so let me ask you, is there a line out the door all the time?
Sometimes. In certain pantries, yes. Certain pantries, one that we just opened in Oxnard, the very first day of distribution, there was a huge line and we ran out of food. But now we know better for next time so they can go and shop for more food. But it just really shows you the need. Do we like to see long lines? Yes, because that means the people that need the food are coming. But it's also like, man, what can we do? There's got to be, and we're working on it. It's not a quick fix. We know that. I think hunger is solvable, but right now we just need to feed it.
Right. So again, Jennifer, what could my listeners do? What could we do as the public to make a difference?
Volunteer. That's the number one thing. I would say donate. We love, every nonprofit needs money. But we also need volunteers. Nonprofit organizations are run on volunteers. We have over 400 volunteers on a monthly basis, donating their time from sorting food to helping at events to driving trucks for us. Every little bit helps. And that's the easiest way to get involved in an organization is go there, volunteer, get your boots on the ground, see what the organization is about, see the people that they're serving. And if you want to then help more, we're there for you too.
Wow, I love it. Okay, and now, do you have to be a certain age? Like, how old do you have to be? Like, what about, you know, kids that, I mean, all my kids, we made them donate their time, and they had to go in and help out.
Yeah, so if you want to come into Food Share and volunteer, most activities need to require about 12 years or older with parental guidance, so not too bad. Anything younger, do an outside food, do a food drive. You know, some people have even done lemonade stands and donated the proceeds to Food Share. It can be that small to as big as making a large financial donation. Every little bit helps and every little bit makes an impact.
I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're talking with Jennifer Caldwell. We are talking about the 40th anniversary Fighting Hunger in Ventura County, right in our backyard. I mean, if we can't help the people that are right in our backyard, I don't know. I don't know what to do then. I mean, it's again, it takes a village, and you guys are part of my village. We've been doing this for 10 years. I mean, you know how passionate I am about all these events that I'm a part of, and Food Share is one of them. And so, of course, we've got the Blue Jean Ball that's happening September 20th. I'm telling you, it was amazingly fun. It was such a great, you were on fire last year. And so I really, that's when I saw your action and, you know, introducing Monica and just all the players, you know, and it's a new look.
Yes.
You guys, it's kind of changed, right? So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Monica, our new CEO, Monica White, she's fantastic. She has been our CEO for a year now. She came in as interim and then was hired permanently in November, and we're so happy to have her. You know, we had some tough times, as many organizations, especially nonprofits, go through, and we had to really kind of take a breath and look at what is our mission, what do we need to do, and what do we need to get to do it.
Right.
And we really had to simplify. We had to cut our budget. We had to cut expenses. And really just get down to the nitty gritty and focus on feeding people. That's our most important thing, feeding people. So what is it that we need to do to achieve that? And it's been a year now since she's been there, and we've completely turned around, and it's just been a fantastic, a little bit of a roller coaster, but in a good way. We're on a great path right now. We're feeding more people than ever, 11.9 million meals.
That just is unheard of. I'm just blown away by that number.
It is insane. The almost 1 million pounds of food a month gets distributed out of our warehouse, and we couldn't do it without those partner pantries and agencies that we work with, and all of those are volunteer run as well. So again, volunteer is just the most integral part of any organization. I can't stress it enough. So we're on a great path, and we really wanted to celebrate our success and our 40th anniversary in this community with the Blue Jean Ball. And as you see, Kim, it's our third annual one, so we're still new to this. But before this Blue Jean Ball, Food Share had never had its own fundraiser. We had always just been beneficiaries of others. And as wonderful as that is, we wanted our own signature event, something that really stood out and was Food Share's own. So Blue Jean Ball kind of comes from, we started in agricultural gleaning in the farms. Those are our roots. And those don't need galas. They need Blue Jean Balls.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. So, I mean, totally relaxed, totally fun. Talk to us about what we're going to find there when we purchase our tickets.
Yes, when you purchase your tickets at foodshare.com/bluejeanball, we have some amazing beer, wine, spirits that are going to be there pouring.
Nice.
We also have some wonderful people that are going to be preparing delicious food.
Oh my gosh, it was so good last year.
And you just get to walk around, enjoy company, eat, drink, hang out. There's a jail, so if you bring somebody that you don't really want to spend some time with, just lock them up in the jail.
I like that.
For a good cause. All for a good cause.
There you go.
And just have fun. This is a day to celebrate Food Share, our 40th anniversary, our successes over the years. Last year, we celebrated our founder, Jewel Petty. It was her 90th birthday.
Oh, that was really amazing. Yeah.
She was just on cloud nine for the entire night. So this is going to be our birthday. This is going to be celebrating us in the community, our partners that helped get us there, and our supporters.
Wow, very cool. And again, we do have a pair of tickets here. And of course, those are $75 per person. So I'm very generous, and thank you for sharing that with us. But if you are interested, and I'm telling you, this is a great time, it's at a great venue, we would love to get you a pair of tickets. So again, give out that website one more time.
It's foodshare.com/bluejeanball.
There you go. And it is going to sell out, I'm telling you.
Did last
year. It did, yeah. So great times, great fun for all the causes that you go to. It's nice. It's not overcrowded. Yes. You know what I'm talking about, yeah. Right? Yeah. So I love those. I love all these events that we do, but you know what? This is a really good one. So again, I thank you, Jennifer,
thank you,
so
Kim.
Much for being here. I hope you're going to stay a little longer. We're going to have another great interview. And of course, that's with Sharon Lynn Wyeth. And again, it's about nameology. And I love that. Nameology science. So again, I'd like to open up our phone lines, 805-419-0008. We have some Wings Over Camarillo tickets. And of course, we've got some Oxnard Jazz Festival tickets. That is happening September 8th at the Oxnard Beach Park. And let me tell you, this is going to be another big deal, and we've got tickets for that, so I'd love to share that with you. This is their third one, and they're getting bigger and better. Each one of you guys, you like nail it, and it just gets better.
I don't know how we do it.
I'm telling you. So anyways, we'd love to give tickets. Call in again, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Of course, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Outreach season head greaser Danny Zuko and new girl Sandy Dombrowski try to relive the romance of their summer nights as the rest of the gang sings and dances, recalling the music of Buddy Holly, Little Richard, and Elvis Presley, with songs like Greased Lightning, It's Raining on Prom Night, and Alone at the Drive-In Movie, a production done by kids for kids with a musical theater intensive. The show runs 2 hours and is appropriate for ages middle school and up. Performances are Friday, August 3rd through Friday, August 10th. Call for tickets 805-667-2900 or visit Rubicon online at www.rubicontheater.org.
The Thousand Oaks Rotary Club presents the 17th annual Midsummer Eve Wine Festival on Saturday, August 11th from 4 to 7:30 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency in Westlake Village. You'll get to sample acclaimed California wines, microbrews, and hors d'oeuvres while pursuing fabulous silent auction items, all while helping benefit Special Olympics and the Thousand Oaks Rotary Foundation. For tickets and info, go to midsummerwinefestival.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. My next guest, Sharon Lynn, is it Wyeth? Is that right?
Yes, it's Sharon Lynn Wyeth.
Wonderful. Tell us a little bit about you. And of course, what exactly is nameology science?
Nameology science is the study of the placement of the letters in a name to be able to tell somebody all about themselves. It's similar to the Myers-Briggs, that it can give the personality of a person, but it does even more because it can give the health potential health issues of a person, their learning style, the type of gifts they like, how they communicate, what kind of, you know, what makes them excited to buy something, what turns them off. It's so much more. And my background is I was in schools for 40 years. I was an educator, and 11 years was in administration, being a principal of a high school, and then I was promoted to central office. And these are patterns in names that I developed while I was in the school system.
Wow, that's interesting. You know what? What I was worried and wondering about, not worried, but, you know, curious, is so my mom named me, my parents named me, obviously your parents, right? How does that line up with who we are? What if we had the wrong name?
Well, according to when there were still only seven religions on the planet, the incoming soul impresses upon the person that's naming them what they want to be called. So if that's the truth, we name ourselves. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a current science called cymatics, it's C-Y-M-A-T-I-C-S, and that science says that we are our DNA is literally influenced and morphed by vibrations and sound. And what sound do we identify with the most, if not the sound of our name? Because when someone says, Kim, who are you? You answer with your name as if that says it all. And it does if you know nameology science.
That's really interesting. Okay. So as parents randomly pick their kid's name, how does this work with, you know, nameology? I mean, because they haven't seen the kid yet, right? The baby?
Occasionally some cultures do name the child after they see the child. But again, if the religions are right, the child's impressing upon the one naming them what they want to be called. Mm-hmm. So we get, as a parent, we get an impression of or an insight of what we name our child. And I have heard thousands of stories around the world when parents have been given that insight and just knew in an instant what their child's name was.
That's so bizarre. I love that. I love that. And again, so is nameology a science more like numerology or, you know, I know you kind of said it's more like Myers-Briggs. Tell my listeners what Myers-Briggs is, if maybe some of them might not understand that.
Myers-Briggs is a psychological study. It's a self-assessment tool that puts you into four different categories. And so once you've assessed yourself in those four different categories, you have what's called a personality type. And so there ends up being 16 personality types. And according to Myers-Briggs, we all fall into one of those 16 patterns.
Wow.
In nameology science, there is no limit of 16 patterns because there's 26 letters, and it depends on the placement of that letter, what it means and how it, you know, interacts with the letters next to it.
So interesting. And now, did you come up with this nameology, or is there a lot of people that are doing this?
The people that are doing it are the ones that I've trained.
Oh,
and
wow. Okay.
The answer is yes, I created it. It took me 15 years to figure out all the patterns, and then it was tested in over 70 countries for its accuracy.
Oh, my gosh, Sharon, that is amazing. So, you know, I mean, as you said, you were in the high schools, and so all the Britneys, all the Lynns, all the Tiffanys, those are the names, and did they kind of fit the personalities?
The answer is yes, but the last name also makes a difference because the first name is the essence of who we are, and the last name is our environmental influence because every Tiffany is not the same and every David's not the same, okay? So think of it as if you have a first name, that's like the ingredients in your kitchen that are there. And then your last name says what recipes you can make because a lot of recipes use the same ingredients, like scrambled eggs with vegetables, or you can have a quiche, you know, or you can have a vegetable pie. You know, it just depends on, or an omelet, just depends on what you're going to do with it. And those possibilities are all sitting there in the last name because that's the influence. That's why everybody with the same first name isn't the same.
So interesting. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and we're talking about know the name and really, you know, how your name tells your story, basically, correct?
Yes, it does. It's literally what I call the blueprint of your lifetime. It even gives you the timing of when you'll be focused on what.
So could you look at my name and know about me?
Yes, we know different things, like, for an example, that you only want to do what you want to do. You don't want to do what you don't want to do. And you take what you want to do to the extreme and you really do it well. That when you lead, it's good for the whole. That you're very inclusive with other people. You really focus on family. You learn through relationships. So if you get sick, you're going to get better. If finances are a problem, they're going to get better. You know, because you didn't come to learn through finances or through health. You came to learn through relationships. And the focus is on family relationships. That you like to be included, so that if we were all going to go bowling, even if you didn't like to bowl, every time we were all going together, if we were your friends, you would want us to ask you so that you knew that you were included. And so we would do that, even if it was the 200th time we were going bowling. So there's a lot of things that come up in a name that show how that person's going to react and how that person's going to fit in with the people around them, because you can compare two names and also see where the issues are going to be and where the overlap or where the camaraderie is going to be.
Wow, that's really interesting. So is that like your instinct, or is it a science?
It's a science, and the ones that named it a science, it has nothing to do with instinct, because instinct you cannot teach, and this you can teach, and the ones I've taught are just as accurate as I am. And when I went into trademark nameology, it was our government that declared the process a science and told me I always had to call it nameology science.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, can you use this in business? How can this help you in business?
Well, HR departments hire me because they give me the job description and then they give me the list of the applicants who have applied, and then I rank them. Here's your number one choice. Here's your number two. If these people are internal, this is what they're missing to be able to do that job well. And I have been thoroughly tested. And in the last 5 years, out of the three companies that have tested me in the last 5 years, only two people have been fired or needed to be fired after my recommendation. And one of them that needed to be fired was because he was a third choice, where I just put down, you know, I'm curious if this guy would live up to his expectations or not, because he has it, but it doesn't look like he's living up to it. And they hired choice number three, and 6 months later they had to fire him. And I thought it was a great learning, because when I talked to the manager, I said, don't ever hire choice number three, hire choice number one. And I've learned, I'm never going to put down, you know, I'm just curious if this guy would have it in him to rise to the occasion of his name, because it doesn't look like he is now.
Unbelievable. Wow.
So that was one of the two.
And now, are you married?
No, I am not.
Okay.
I discovered all of this after I was no longer married.
Okay, I wondered. And now, what about relationships? How can this help us in relationships?
Well, you can compare the two names, and you can see what needs to happen and who needs to take the charge to learn how the communication style is for the other person. If they have the same first vowel and the first name, they have the same communication style. It does not always guarantee that they're going to get along. You've got to look at the other letters. But if you know what the other person's name is saying, just what their communication style is saying, you know how to word what you want to say so that they can hear it. Because I always say you can say anything you want to as long as you know how to say it.
Wow. Very interesting. Very interesting. So what else? I mean, you know, you said that they fall into four different categories. What are those categories?
No, that's for the Myers-Briggs.
Right.
On mine, there's no limits to the categories.
Okay, but you said it's similar to that. Or what
well,
is it?
Well, the Myers-Briggs is a self-assessment tool.
Correct.
To determine one's personality.
Okay.
And nameology science also determines one's personality, but it also determines so much more. Plus, it's objective instead of being subjective.
That's interesting. And so when, you know, for me to say, okay, I'm going to work with somebody new and I want to look at their name, what are some of the things that I would look at? How could I start to use this?
Well, if you were going to work with somebody, you would want them to be inclusive and a team player. You would not want them to take charge and tell you what to do, because that would be totally against who you are.
Correct.
So you would look at the letters in the name and say, I don't want to have somebody, and then you would look at those certain combinations and say, I don't want somebody with those combos in their name, because we will fight over leadership. Instead of being a team, we will be antagonistic towards each other on who gets to be the boss.
Wow. And how can you find this out? By the letters or by your book? Or how do we figure that out?
You've got to learn the system, and there's different ways of doing it. You can purchase Know the Name, Know the Person. You can take a class. You can learn it online. You can learn it from the discs of when I've taped me giving a class, because you want to learn it at your own speed that way. There's many ways of learning it. There's a 92-day program where you just learn the communication piece, if that's the part that you're really interested in without being overwhelmed by the rest. There's a section in the book that literally says, how do I remember all of this? And here are your mnemonic devices. And again, that comes from me being a teacher. How did I get them to learn all the math that my students always learn?
So,
and it's because there's got to be mnemonic devices in there to help the memory.
Wow. Very, very, very just amusing and interesting. I can't tell you. Tell us about your book. What are we going to find in your book?
You find the entire system in the book. Chapter one is a little bit about the history of names and the rules of how nameology science works. Chapter two starts right into the first vowel of the first name, which is your communication style and how you learn what kind of gifts you like and how you purchase. And then the next chapter goes to the first letter in the name, the chapter after that, which is your first impression, by the way. And then it just keeps going. So the next chapter is the last letter in the name and what it means. And that's your lasting impression and the first thing that people say about you behind your back. And then you have the middle letter section. And then you start with when you have two letters together. Because just like, think if you're in a classroom, and if you put two children together that liked each other, they could be very talkative. But if you put the same talkative children next to people they didn't like, they get very quiet. They behave differently. So the next chapter starts teaching you how they behave according to what they're sitting next to. So it gets very in-depth, but I always jokingly say skip the middle school years, which is chapters 6, 7, and 8. Use those as reference chapters for your diphthongs and your consonant clusters, and then go ahead and read the rest. Because by the time you're done with the book, you can analyze any name. You could create a product name or a business name, which is what I also do. You could compare two names and see how people are getting along. All of that is in the book. I didn't leave anything out. Looking at a different aspect, if you want to know your purpose, because that's all about the personality, I wrote another book that's called Know the Name, Know the Spirit, and that talks about what is your purpose in life and what did you come to do? What are your gifts? What are your talents? What did you come to share? What did you come to learn? And then coming this December will be Know the Name, Know the Health, which indicates by what letters are in your name what concerns you may have or may experience so that you can be preemptive and so to do the things if you're choosing to not to have those things.
Wow. Sharon, send me your next book. I'd love to have you back. This is so interesting to me, and I'm sure my listeners are loving this too. So definitely, where do we find your book?
You can find it on Amazon. You can find it on the website, knowthename.com. You can find it in a lot of little specialty stores. Some of the Barnes & Nobles carry it, so you can always order it from them.
Wow.
So it's pretty much a lot of places. The least expensive places on the website, knowthename.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Please share our show with everyone. And again, I look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you, Kim. You have a great day.
You too. All right. We are at the end of our show. And, of course, I always end our show with a moment of happiness. Mistakes are lessons. Remember to learn from them. Some of us just keep doing them again, or we just put our nose up and we don't think about what an impact they've made on us. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I look forward to talking with you next week. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Look at Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Cynogen's products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
The Kim Pagano Show would like to invite you to the 38th annual Wings Over Camarillo at the Camarillo Airport. Way more than just an air show, it's also a car show and festival, all presented by California Aeronautical University. With thrilling aerial performances, classic cars, food trucks and craft beer, and live entertainment all day, including a Saturday night concert by the Spasmatics. Wings Over Camarillo is an event not to be missed. The event will also include an enhanced STEM pavilion with a robotics competition and kids zone. New air show acts include the Vampire Jet, the world's first single-engine fighter jet, fan favorites Vicky Benzing and John Culver, and local favorites Judy Phelps, Tim Just, and Sammy Mason will return to this year's air show lineup. To honor those who helped keep us safe this last year, the theme for 2018 is a special tribute to firefighters. You don't want to miss this exciting event. Wings Over Camarillo is Saturday, August 18th, and Sunday, August 19th. For more information, visit wingsovercamarillo.com. That's wingsovercamarillo.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
The Thousand Oaks Rotary Club presents the 17th annual Midsummer Eve Wine Festival on Saturday, August 11th from 4 to 7:30 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency in Westlake Village. You'll get to sample acclaimed California wines, microbrews, and hors d'oeuvres while pursuing fabulous silent auction items, all while helping benefit Special Olympics and the Thousand Oaks Rotary Foundation. For tickets and info, go to midsummerwinefestival.com.